Hello, and good evening, everyone. And thank you for joining us today for Tekion Network Limited H1 FY26 results call. I'm Drishti from FinPorter Investor Relations Teams, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all. We are joined today by the senior members of the management team, including Mr. Manish Kumar Sharma, MD and Chairman, Mr. Vivek Singh, CFO, and Ms. Priyanka Pathak, CS and Compliance Officer. As a reminder, all the participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask the question after the management remarks. Note that this meeting is being recorded. Let me now hand it over to Mr. Vivek Singh, who will take you through the key financial highlights. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Drishti. Good evening, everyone. I am pleased to present the financial performance of Tekion Networks Limited for H1 FY26. For H1 FY26, the company reported revenue of 48.02 crores, EBITDA of 5.48 crores, delivering a robust margin of close to 13%, 12.89% to be precise, and PAT surpassed 3.21 crores, reflecting a healthy margin of 7.57%. Both EBITDA and PAT margins improved during this period, underscoring our strong operational performance and effective cost optimization. Overall, this has been a good financial half for Tekion. We continue to maintain a strong order book of over 56 crores, with a continued focus on operational efficiency and expansion into the corporate sector. We anticipate substantial revenue growth in the forthcoming period. Historical trends further support a positive outlook for H2, with Q3, Q4 typically contributing the majority of revenue, Q4 accounting for approximately 50% of our annual billing. So that's from my side. With that, let me hand it over to our MD, Mr. Manish Kumar Sharma, who will cover the key operational highlights and the future outlook. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Vivek ji. Thank you so much. And good evening, everyone. So regarding our H1 financial data, which has been shared by Vivek ji, let me take you through the operational highlights for the first half of the financial year. So our robust partnership with established OEMs, combined with an asset-light, scalable business model and a diversified client base, which have enabled us, the company, to maintain a strong operational efficiency. So our ongoing investments will be towards technology, infrastructure, and obviously human capital, which is focused on enhancing execution capabilities. Enhancing execution capabilities, why I am saying this? Because now we are looking for the large projects post our issue. And so execution capabilities are the major concern for the large projects. Now, company is also placing an increased emphasis on cybersecurity, which is a growing business across the verticals, whether it's government, corporate, public sector enterprises. So we will leverage this a large TAM and deep internal expertise. A continued shift, also we are making a shift towards corporate client to reduce our government sector contracts. It will definitely diversify our business and reduce our dependency on government clients. Tekion is also deepening its presence in high-value verticals like power distribution companies and public sector power utilities like NTPC, Power Grid Corporations, and all. So, based on our H1 results, I can say that overall, the medium to long-term outlook remains positive, underpinned by a strong sector presence, scalable operations, and growing demand for cybersecurity solutions. So this is all from my side related to this operational efficiency and all. And with that, I hand over this call back to our moderator for the question and answer sessions. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, I request all the participants who wish to ask a question may please raise their hand. Next question is from Mr. Neil Chopra.
Hello, sir. Am I audible? Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, Neil.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah,
So
good evening.
firstly, I have seen a significant reduction in your short-term as well as long-term borrowings during this half. So is company aiming to become debt-free, or is there an optimal debt level at which you intend to maintain?
So, Neil, hi, Vivek this side. So, yes, we have reduced borrowings a lot, and these were mainly high cost borrowings. So, debt free is not the plan, but yes, that there would be an optimal, or you can say minimum level of working capital requirement, which will always remain there. So, we need to be at that level, and high cost borrowings we have reduced. Whatever the our kind of objects of the issue was there, that we have also met. So working capital funding would be there, because we deal into long-term contracts and government contracts where payment cycles are a bit long. So debt-free to nahi hoga that, but yes, our focus is to have optimum level of debt at in our books.
Okay, so like 20-30% or if anything, such numbers, optimal debt level.
So you can say 20-30% of what, Neil?
Working capital.
So typically, yes, businesses do have 20-25% of debt in their balance sheet of the revenue, but we want to be at around 15% or below.
And sir, what percentage of revenue in this half was contributed by corporate sector?
In first half,
Yes.
it is around just
Yeah, sure.
so it's close to 20%.
Okay, and will we see increase in next half and FY 27, FY 28 onwards?
Yes, obviously, you will see in earlier we were around 95% business from government. Last 2-3 years we have increased focus on corporate clients, so we are at 20. We would like to have it at 60-40.
Sixty
Manish, you are
percent
correct.
from government and 60
Government and
percent
40%
from
from, yeah.
corporate.
Yes.
Okay. And what will be the benefits of like shifting revenue mix from government sector to corporate sector?
What will be the
Advantage or benefits from shifting to corporate sector?
our operating cycle will be better.
Okay, sir, thanks for
So
answering the question.
from like order to cash cycle will be much better when we increase mix of corporate sector.
Yes, I got it. Thanks for answering the questions.
Okay, Neil, thank you.
I would request the participants to raise their hand for asking the questions. Dear participants, if you have any questions, you can raise your hand.
हेलो
So, Drishti, there is a question in Q&A.
Just a
Yeah, you can check.
Yes, sir, you can take that question.
So, Manish ji, this is a question from Mr. Name is not reflecting. ST is what the initials are reflecting. The question is expected FY26, FY27 revenues and bottom line.
Okay. So, for the financial year 26-27, we are eyeing around 155 to 160 crores as of now. And based on our efforts in last quarter of this financial years, we can say something concrete, but it will obviously take some time. But as on date, I can say that in financial year 26-27, we will be capturing a revenue of 155 to 160 crores.
And
Margins,
for the
margins obviously, as we are eyeing towards cybersecurity business and more focus towards services side, so margins would be slightly better than what we have as on date.
yes, and so for March year ending March 26.
Revenue.
Yes.
So March year ending this financial years would be 115 to 120 crores.
Okay. Thank you, Manish.
Thank you.
Next question is from Mr. Parv Garodra.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Parv. How are you?
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good
Sir,
afternoon.
your press release mentions that historically Q4 contributes 50 to 55% of annual revenue. Is this
Correct.
trend consistent across the industries or is specific to Tekion? Additionally, what are the primary reasons behind this trend?
So, industry-wise, if you see those who are primarily doing business with government, the trend is almost same. Those who have a mix or better mix of government and corporate, trend can be different. But yes, where who are the businesses who are IT system integrators who are dependent highly on government businesses. So, industry-wise, 45 to 50% revenues are booked in last quarter. Manish ji, I'm correct.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the reason, Perp. Basically, we are heavily dependent on this government business, though we are diversifying our business with the corporate clients. That's why we have major business comes in the last quarter of business, that is January, February, and March.
Okay, sir, I have another question. By when does the company expects the current order book to be completed?
Okay, so as on date, whatever order book we have shared, we are expecting to close that order. 99% we will, I mean, 90 to 95% order will be billed and booked in this financial year itself. That is till 31st March.
Okay, so we have a question in the Q&A. So the question is also, how does the Tekion differ from the other players in the market like Meta Infotech, TechD Cybersecurity, Tech Infosys, etc.?
Okay. So basically, if you see our business model, as I mentioned in my this speech also, that we are quite asset light and scalable business model we are having. So we don't keep stocks and all. we are having a strong technological expertise in our field. So we basically proactively engage our customer with us. They share their requirement with us, and then we prepare the specific solutions based on our tie-ups with different multinational OEMs like HP, Dell, Palo Alto, Check Point, CrowdStrike. There are multiple OEMs. Some are Gartner leaders, some are Gartner, so they are having a very, very strong that products in particular segment like network or cybersecurity or audio visuals or data centers. So in a nutshell, I would say that it's all about our proactive approach with the customers. And for last 10 to 15 years, we have built a very strong client base. So we get the inquiries almost, to our sales team, we get the inquiries from the customers that they wanted to upgrade their network or they wanted to come up with something new in cybersecurity. So this is how we find ourselves different.
Sir, dear participants, if you have any further questions, you can raise your hand. I request the participants to raise their hand. The next question is from Mr. Dravya Sangha.
First of all, thank you management for conducting this earning call. My question is that in March 24 year ending, your OPM percentage operating margin was 7.88%, but it has increased to 11.8%. So it's going to be remain 11.8 around it only, or it is going to increase your OPM percentage margins, operating margins?
Hi, Dhruv. Thank you for asking the question. So our OPM margin is going to increase, right? As Manishi mentioned, we are focusing more on services. So services bring us good margins. So if you so you have compared that 24 and 25, so the reason of increasing the operating margin was also because earlier our SITC, supply and installation and services ratio was 60-40, which increased to 55-45. And we are trying to be at 50-50 by this year end. And going forward, we are in 2-3 years, services portion would be 60 and our supply and installation would be 40 as we grow. So the operating margins will definitely increase as service bring us more margins.
Thank you, sir. One more question. That how you are going to scale up your revenue model by either by giving more services or by adding up new customers on your on your business model?
Dhruv, can you come again, please? I didn't hear you. Actually, voice got break.
Okay, so are you going, how you would be able to increase your sales revenue either by offering more services or by adding up new customers on your business model?
Okay, so our plan to increase the revenue by two means. One is that territorial expansion towards west, like we are eyeing business towards from this Rajasthan and this west circle also. And obviously, we are expanding more towards the power sector utilities like NTPC, NHPC, Power Grid Corporation. So these are the these will be the new customers which we will add in our portfolio, and obviously we will aim towards more services business to increase our profitability. That what we said in your earlier question that you asked related to operational margins.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Drab.
I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the questions. Dear participants, if you have any question, please raise your hand. There is one question in the Q&A box. Apart from pure hardware software reselling, what can be our value addition in percentage?
What level of percentage? I didn't get the question exactly. Apart from the hardware and software products.
Recently selling, what can be our value addition percentage? So I guess he's asking that we do reselling and of the products. So what value addition we do and what be the percentage of that value addition in the revenue? So if I'm decoding it right, so we are not in the reselling business. First of all, so the customer comes up with a solution for their organization, for their offices, for their entire infra places. We design a solution, we present it to them, and kind of combine hardware, software, and secure cyber security or network security, procure it from different OEMs, and provide that solution and install in his premises. So this is what we do. So our core business is like this only. So in percentage terms, value addition we can't define, but we are not in reselling business, that I can say.
Yes, you are right, Vivek ji. We are not into the reselling business or box selling business like retailers sell a laptop or a desktop or something like that. We generally engage ourselves in the project business, wherein customer have a requirement and that requirements demand technical expertise, wherein we club that different products into one solutions along with our technical expertise, and then we sell it to the customer. So it is, yeah.
The next question is from Mr. ST.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I was on another call, so I typed in the questions.
Okay,
So,
okay.
sir, my basic question was that you say that we are supplying different types of solutions to our customers, given what the problem statement they are coming with.
Yeah.
So this percentage of the expertise or the technical side that we are providing to our customer, what is this percentage? Like, we get licenses and everything from these OEMs, and using that we supply that to the end customers, if I'm getting it right. That is what Tekion is doing. So apart from that, procuring stuff from OEM and then supplying it to the end client and customer, the basic addition or the basics things that we do apart from just supplying it from the OEM to the end client, what is that percentage out of our total contract for the given customer? Like, we bill a customer rupees 100.
Got your point.
So
Got your point, ST. So
yes, sir.
you can say that in that case, I can say that apart from the products, our services portion in a project would be around 25 to 30%.
Okay, sir. 25 to 30% is our value addition, and rest is the
This is the
stuff
product,
that
you can say. Yeah.
rest is the product. Oh, let's say. So, sir, generally to onboard a new client, given the number of clients we already have, how much time does it take? Or the client comes in through himself, or are the clients are sourcing us from somewhere else? Like we are the word of mouth advertising is there, or we are getting some clients from somewhere else. How are the clients being procured?
So client comes with a variety of flavors. I mean, some referral clients comes in, some existing clients comes in with this their new requirements, and sometimes we approach to the customer, our sales team approach to the customer and get them converted into our established clients. So this is I mean what happens, but majority of the business I mean we get through existing clients. And year on year, we are expanding, so we are getting new clients also. So in a ratio percentage, you can say that 60% of our business comes from the existing clients, and every year we add 30-40% new clients also.
So, recurring revenues provide stability, and apart from that, are the new clients. So, sir,
Yeah.
how much are we spending on marketing and maybe this sales thing? Like we are hiring sales representative, etc.
Yeah, so we invest heavily on a human resource, as I said my speech also, and we are eyeing more you know the business driven people to induce in our system for the West India and the Central India, Rajasthan and all. So as on date we are spending around I mean 4-5% of the revenue in sales team.
5%,
Five percent.
Okay, sir. And are we looking to onboard some international clients as well, or it's largely domestic only for now?
So as on date, ST, it is only for the we are eyeing a domestic market because there is a huge potential in this field. So currently we are not looking at some international client or some international business, but yes, we can see if we get any opportunity or something like that.
Any inquiries? Okay. And sir, what has been our retention from our existing clients? Like last year, the number was say 100 for an example. How many are retained this year as well?
Retention of the clients. So in
Clients.
this case, I can say this that out of 100 crores, we will get 60-70 crore of business from the existing clients. But how many numbers that I can't say as a now.
Do we have a number to the number of clients that we are serving, like a specific number to the number of clients we already have on board for Tekion?
400-500 customers we will be having in our support portal to whom we are providing the support.
Okay. And all are representing different type of contract values, no specific contract value for a particular customer.
Yeah.
So, sir, how are upsell and cross-sell opportunities coming in? Like, say a given customer or client gives you one specific problem, you solve that, but are we able to pass on some additional services from our end to those clients as well?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So entering into the customer place is an opportunity, right? Suppose we enter into the customer place with a X requirement. So definitely our sales team digs more and our technical expertise say that no, you need this also. Okay,
Okay.
so accordingly we pitch into the client.
No, and this year you are saying we are supposed to do around 115, 120 for
Yeah.
FY26. Yeah, and with similar margins like FY25 or slightly better because we have
So
repaid
in
the debt
H1
as
it
well.
is slightly increased. If you see our results,
Yes.
so in
Yes, sir.
H1 it is slightly increased, and we are looking at maintain the same number.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And sir, this notion and this, what you can say, the consensus decision going on that this artificial intelligence will come in and it will break all IT systems and it will take up the employments of all these IT professionals as well. So, what is your take on this and how is Tekion dealing with it?
So, as far as AI is concerned, so we are taking it as a business opportunity. For us, there is no cut, I mean, cut down in employment or something like that, because more and more educational customers like IIIT, IIT, they are all establishing AI labs, right? So, to establish that lab, they need our help also. They give us a contract also. So even we have, I mean, two, three customers wherein our some opportunities are going on related to the AI labs and all. So it's a business opportunity for us.
Okay, sir. Understood. Yeah. And sir, a typical contract, a large value contract for a Tekion, what would be that value like in the history, and even if going forward, if you can have an approximate idea, like
yeah,
the
so
largest value. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So average ticket size of the business is around 3-4 crores, 5 crores. But if you talk about the large business contract, then we had a contract from the Bihar state government for 40 crores, a single contract. And we had a 5-year contract from Bharti Airtel for a Uttar Pradesh government customer. That was value 55 crores. And again, some big contract like Madhya Pradesh Power Generating Company, we had a contract around 20-25 crores. Accenture, we had taken an order from Accenture, 17 crores. So these are the large contracts, but obviously the average ticket sizes come around that is 3-4 crores.
Okay, sir. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for answering, sir. Thank you
okay.
very much.
We have question in the Q&A box from Mr. Lalit Agrawal. By when we can expect the dividend payout?
Yes, so we have a plan to release the dividends in this financial year also. But let's see. I mean, this is too early to say something. I mean, but yes, we have a plan. Vivek ji, you can also put some light on it.
So yes, we have discussed in our strategy how to give value to our esteemed investors, and dividend payout is in the plans. I'm not sure for this financial year, but for sure next financial year, as we are having good business funnels, and so we are very hopeful for financial year 26-27. So let's see, we are working towards it.
Okay. The next question is from Mr. Srinivasan in the Q&A box. So what growth are you expecting to grow at for next 2 to 3 year basis FY25?
So if you see our CAGR from 22 to 25 has been around 15%. So 2-3 years we aim to grow beyond 15%. So if the for financial year 26-27, our aim is to cross 150 crores from 100 crores. It is, and 27-28, we aim to reach close to 200. So if we say from 25, 100 crores to financial year ending 28, 200 crores for 3 years, if I can say, then CAGR would be around 33%. So if we can safely assume that the next 3 years compounded annual growth rate would be 25% at least.
Okay. Dear participants, if you have any questions, you can raise your hand. I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the question. Okay, so as there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Show, thank you Thank you everyone for joining today and for your continued trust and support. We remain confident in our strategy and committed to deliver long-term value, and we look forward to keeping you updated in our progress in the quarters ahead. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. If you have any further doubts that are still pending, you could drop us an email anytime, and we would be happy to revert to those. Thank you so much. You may disconnect now.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.